This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joseph Watson is always informative, always excellent, and he's going to host the next 55 minutes after this quick break. Some stations don't carry this first five, but some do, so I always like to host it. So Paul Joseph Watson's taking over, and then you're going to have the War Room with Owen Schroeder at 3 p.m. That's also extremely informative. And then you got Harrison Smith knocking it out of the park, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with the America Journal. Take a lot of calls, a lot of guests, very fast moving. That is weekday mornings at 8 a.m. Central. Tomorrow night, I'm going to come in here with a crew and cover the first State of the Union by the puppet dictator. So look for that. And I am going to try to stay later today and do a bunch of special reports because the stuff going on with these illegal, even outlawed vaccine, not just experimental, was experimental, got rolled out, got outlawed all over the world, dumping that on India. I mean, this is just a crime against humanity that is so over the top. So look for breakdowns of that as well. And then just separately, I get so nervous about supporting this broadcast. And then God just comes through again. It's like every time we get down to the line and I start going into the red, something good happens. We go back to the black because I don't want to cut back our crew. I don't want to shut down the road. We're under major attack, but I believe in God's mission that we've been given, and I believe in you. And so because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain problems, a lot of our best-selling items we're unable to get. And even the ones that sell well, we get them, they sell out, and it's a month, 6 months, or longer till we get it in. That's why we had to discontinue quite a few of the products, is we just couldn't get them anymore if they were California-grade, standard, really clean, really good, and also high quality. You know, they test all our products to a highest level, and if they find anything, it's big national news. We go to levels that really nobody does, or very few do. But thank God we got four great products that have been sold out back in, and that's really a great thing. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and, of course, VasoBeats. Those are all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But I wanted to spend a minute or so telling you about two other great products. Now, people say, well, why'd you come out with these if you have Knockout? Well, because it's different formulas for different people. Knockout is eight small doses of different natural things that help you sleep well. We came out with stuff even stronger for those that want things that are even stronger. Take Rocket Rest. That is close to selling out, but I'm going to keep it at 40% off until it does sell out because it'll be a lost leader. Even though we sell out of it, people are going to want to reorder it after they get it. It's that good. What does it have in it? Well, it has L-theanine. That's the stuff in turkey that makes you sleep. Gamma-aminobutyric acid, 5-HTP, and then melatonin, 5 milligrams. So it's got 5 milligrams of melatonin, 50 milligrams of 5-HTP, or 25 milligrams of gamma-aminobutyric acid, and 200 milligrams of L-theanine. Oh, and I forgot, 105 milligrams of magnesium that just helps you blast off to incredible sleep and then blast off when you wake up in the morning. This is way stronger than Knockout, which is still a great formula. Some of you probably don't want to take this, okay? Or maybe take half a capsule when you do. And then we have also Down and Out. That's a very similar formula, but it's a liquid, very, very strong. It doesn't have the 5-HTP in it, though, and it has instead the valerian root. So these are three different amazing sleep rest formulas. And here's the key. All the studies show that deep sleep is just as important as essential vitamins and minerals to your immune system. So during these times especially, get that deep, clear sleep and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with these amazing natural sleep aids. All right, we're going to go to break. Paul Joseph Watson is going to take over, and I am going to eat lunch and relax, maybe lay back on the beanbag in my office, rest for an hour. And then I'm going to charge back and try to give you three, four more hours of hard-hitting research and reports because this is an incredible time to be alive. And I've really been praying to God to have that stillness of the Most High that King David had, and God's been delivering. So I'm very, very thankful. Very, very thankful for you as well. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Welcome, everybody. We are live once again on the Summit News Hour, where we're going to be talking about a host of bombshell revelations, specifically about the social credit score system in China. There was a Times report, a London Times report a couple of days ago. It was behind a paywall. So most people don't know this information. A very lengthy report, which I've distilled into my own article. But we're going to get into that later on in the show as it pertains to the no-fly list, which, of course, Nick Fuentes was added to at some point after the shocking, horrific occupation on January the 6th. So we're going to get into that later, and how it pertains to the West, how the West is basically mirroring the Chinese social credit score program, and how in many, many ways it's even worse, and yet we still hear this rhetoric. Oh my God, isn't this ominous? Isn't this chilling? Isn't this terrible? God forbid this would ever happen over here. It already is happening, and it's happening to a way worse extent. First, though, this went up just about half an hour ago. Headline, UK hiring COVID marshals to patrol streets until 2023 despite lockdown restrictions supposedly ending in June. Why do you think that they're hiring COVID marshals in July, it turns out, all these UK government councils, despite the fact that we've been told by our illustrious Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who apparently, it has now emerged, thought that lockdowns were mad, in his own words, but went on to impose them anyway. Why are they hiring government enforcers who, by the way, have no enforcement power whatsoever? That's the ironic truth about it. But they are there as tattletales. They are there to literally peer in the letterboxes of bar owners, of private club owners. In fact, we had a photo when we covered this back in, actually, it was earlier this month, but we also covered it last year during the first lockdown. The headline then was Pub Stars, a UK renter mob, patrol streets to check if bars are open. And the top image on that story is literally city inspectors. They were the precursor to the COVID marshals, literally opening people's letterboxes and peering in to check that they're not gathering in crowds, that these private clubs aren't open past what was then the 10 p.m. curfew. Now an army of these rent-a-mob Stasi officials, who actually don't have any power, but are there to harass and intimidate people, funded by the government, funded by the taxpayer, are going to come into force once again from July onwards, despite the fact that we were told we would get our freedom back. And all restrictions, social distancing, masks, rules on how many people you can congregate with, would be lifted on June 21st. Just like the vaccine passports, which they told us were never going to be introduced in the United Kingdom, while they were literally paying millions of pounds to the companies creating them, the government has been caught with its pants down, lying once again. Lying to the effect that telling us that all these restrictions are going to end when all along they are planned to not end, in this case, until the end of 2023 minimum. You heard Bill Gates a couple of days ago. Again, this was heralded by the media. Oh, Bill Gates says all the restrictions are going to end and that it's coming to an end, that it's over. We're on the right track. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, he said at the end of 2022, maybe. So that's a whole summer season where they give you back a scintilla of freedom, like it's a privilege that the government can empower itself to allow you to go to a pub to visit your friends. We have to book in advance and hand over all your personal details. And again, it was heralded. He said by the end of 2022. So we've got another summer season where we get a few freedoms back. Then autumn kicks in. Oh, and it's the third wave. There's a new mutant strain. Oh, well, we have to lock down once again. Then we hit the winter where we start getting the flu deaths. And oh, my God, the flu deaths have disappeared. What could have possibly happened there? Could they be counting flu deaths as COVID deaths as part of this fear-mongering campaign to justify yet another lockdown? So you get that in winter. This is winter 2021 going into 2022. Comes to spring, summer. Oh, this is the final lockdown. You can seriously trust us now. Again, a few months of relative freedoms, but still with all this Karen-enforced COVID martial mask-wearing and social distancing. And then we get to the winter again. Oh, we got a lockdown again. That was what Bill Gates said at the end of 2022, which is in over 18 months' time, and everyone said, oh, finally it's ending. He didn't say it was ending. He said the end of next year, maybe. That's not an end. That's only a big, that's more time between now and then, where it's not going to end, than there was between now and the start of the first lockdown. The timetable is complete BS. And it's never going to end until enough people start resisting it and not following these ridiculous mandates. So the UK is hiring COVID marshals to patrol streets until 2023. The Telegraph reports, quote, a new army of COVID marshals is being recruited for roles that could last until 2023, despite government plans to lift all remaining restrictions on June 21st. Oh, my God, they lied to us again. How could we have seen this coming? It literally hasn't happened three distinct separate times in the past 12 months, has it? And I even see so-called libertarians on Twitter saying, oh, the conspiracy theorists have been proven wrong. Just because you have to go to a pub and you can only sit outside for a few more weeks, why are you complaining? It's coming to an end. No, it isn't. They said 3 weeks to flatten the curve back in March last year, 13 months ago. And we're still here in semi-lockdown. Hertfordshire County Council is offering a contract of up to £3 million to firms that can supply 60 marshals from July 1st, after the restrictions are supposed to end, until January 31st next year. And then the contract comes with a possible one-year extension, so it means them patrolling the streets, peering into letterboxes, screeching at people for not wearing masks properly, until 2023. And then, oh my God, maybe there's a new mutant strain. Maybe there's a new pandemic. Maybe there's a bad flu season. Oh, and it worked so well in the past, didn't it, with these mask mandates, which, by the way, when they were lifted in South Dakota, when they were lifted in Texas, the cases plummeted, the deaths plummeted. Absolutely zero evidence that these masks have any effect on stopping the spread of the virus. And I'm going to get into peer-reviewed scientific data on that later in the show. University academic studies, which are buried by the media once they come out. Because, of course, we had Tucker Carlson yesterday, again, being savaged by the witch hunt mob, for daring to suggest that after a year of screeching, raging Karens harassing and intimidating Americans on the streets for not wearing masks, that maybe that should be turned around and maybe the people wearing masks should be mocked on the streets. And maybe parents who let their kids, who make their kids wear masks, despite the fact that the risk is infinitesimal to the point of non-existent, maybe they should face some confrontations, like conservatives, like freedom lovers, have not only been confronted, but intimidated, harassed, abused, doxxed on social media for not wearing masks. But we're going to get into that later. They're going to have COVID marshals beyond the date of the restriction supposedly being lifted. Then we have this article, again out of the Telegraph, five reasons why June 21st won't be the return to normal we thought. And it points out the Wimbledon tennis tournament, which again is due to take place, due to start, after we were told all restrictions would be lifted, is going to be at 25% capacity, once again proving the timetable is complete BS. The FA Cup football final is being held, again, with reduced attendance. These restrictions aren't being lifted. And again, unless people really start to stand up, unless the tables are turned and those who wear masks outside, even when they're exercising, even when they can put themselves literally at risk of breathing difficulties and coughing fits while doing strenuous exercise, I still see people wearing them in the park when they're literally running. It's madcap, insane behaviour, and it has to end. Summit.news will be back. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back, and we are being told once again that these lockdown measures are not ending, given that the government in the UK is hiring these hub-starsy COVID marshals to patrol the streets, to scream at people for not wearing their masks properly, to scream at them for not social distancing, and to scream at them for failing or refusing to follow these orders, which we are told will all cease to exist on June 21st, and yet everything the government does suggests that that is not happening. The exact same way they said the vaccine passports would never be introduced. Now they're introducing them, having funded companies for the past 6 months to the tune of millions of pounds to create the very vaccine passports they assured us would never exist. Meanwhile, Sputnik reports, let COVID rip. Boris Johnson reportedly warned there's no evidence mad lockdowns work. On Monday, Boris Johnson denied that he had ever made remarks about letting bodies pile high in their thousands in the UK amid the coronavirus pandemic, which, to be fair to him, does seem like a completely made-up quote, the kind of quote that they would attribute to Donald Trump, and then it later turned out it was completely made up. But the Times has cited unnamed sources as saying that during a UK government debate in September 2020, Prime Minister Boris Johnson described COVID-19 lockdowns as, quote, mad, expressing concerns about the economic consequences of such measures. The sources claimed he told his aides at the time that there was no evidence lockdowns worked and that he would rather let the coronavirus pandemic rip than impose a second lockdown in the country. So he said this, apparently to his aides back in September 2020, The reports were that he had these same thoughts back before the first lockdown last year. Yeah, we went on to impose the first lockdown last year, and he went on to impose a second lockdown after September 2020, and then a third lockdown in January 2021. So he opposed all these lockdowns, apparently, thought they were mad, thought they were insane, thought they were stupid, and yet imposed them anyway. Because it's not like he's the prime minister of the country or anything, is it? It's not like he's literally got the power to do as he sees fit in the interests of the country. Well, yes, he has that power. He is the prime minister. He is the leader of the country. But he was steamrolled into locking down the country based on the advice, which again has been proven spectacularly wrong by these sage government scientific bureaucrats. Which, by the way, if you look at the graph of deaths and cases in terms of COVID in the UK, you see before each lockdown, the cases were already going down. Then you can transpose a graph of Sweden's cases and deaths, and you see the exact same lines being followed on the graph. In fact, Sweden had a lower death rate in comparison to many other, in fact, most other European countries. Sweden never locked down once. So these declines in cases, these declines in deaths were happening before these lockdowns were introduced, proving once again that the lockdowns didn't cause the decline in cases. Meanwhile, a couple of Fox News clips, which have sent the witch hunt mobs absolutely mad on Twitter over the past 24 hours. Of course, Rose McGowan went on Fox News to say that Dems are in a cult. This is out of RT. And fury erupts as they miss the part where she says GOP are cultists too. No-nonsense activist Rose McGowan managed to infuriate Democratic true believers by going on Fox News and saying that they were in a cult. We're not going to play that clip because we don't have time for it, but we're going to play a similar clip with Tucker Carlson later that same evening also making the point that the Democrats are in a mask cult. Here's the clip from Tucker last night, which absolutely enraged the witch hunt mob. Let's roll it.
Masks prevent intimacy and human contact. If I can't see your face, I can't know you. Masks are for the guilty. They're signifiers of shame and submission. Until recently, many jurisdictions had laws against wearing masks in public. Only Klansmen and armed robbers wore masks. The rest of us showed our face. We were free people. But then we gave in to the demands of people like Eric Garcetti, and because we did give in, this grotesque version of Halloween went on for more than a year, and it's still going on. Not even Tony Fauci still pretends that masks are medically necessary. Instead, masks are purely a sign of political obedience, like Kim Il-sung pins in Pyongyang. We wear them because we have to. The only people who wear masks voluntarily outside are zealots and neurotics. How neurotic are they? Well, we know. A Pew survey from last March found that 64% of white Americans who classify themselves as liberal or very liberal have been diagnosed with an actual mental health condition. And you see them everywhere when you walk down the street in any major city. If you dare to go on foot from Union Station to the Capitol, for example, in Washington without wearing a mask, angry Biden voters will snort at you in judgment. How could you? They're saying from behind the gauze. How could you? That's the question we should be asking of them in return. The rest of us should be snorting at them first. They're the aggressors. It's our job to brush them back and restore the society we were born in. So the next time you see someone in a mask on the sidewalk or on the bike path, do not hesitate. Ask politely but firmly, would you please take off your mask? Science shows there is no reason for you to be wearing it. Your mask is making me uncomfortable. We should do that, and we should keep doing it until wearing a mask outside is roughly as socially accepted as lighting a Marlboro in an elevator. It's repulsive. Don't do it around other people. That's the message we should send because it's true. As for forcing children to wear masks outside, that should be illegal. Your response when you see children wearing masks as they play should be no different from your response to seeing someone beat a kid in Walmart. Call the police immediately. Contact Child Protective Services. Keep calling until someone arrives. What you're looking at is abuse. It's child abuse, and you are morally obligated to attempt to prevent it. If it's your own children being abused, then...
There you have Tucker Carlson calling out people who wear masks outside. There's absolutely no evidence. Oh, and by the way, the response to this clip on Twitter within hours was, Tucker Carlson is a national security threat. And then the very next day, the CDC itself comes out and says, fully vaccinated Americans can go outside without a mask. And indeed, in many cases, God forbid, non-vaccinated Americans in many situations can also go outside without a mask because the mask outside, and I would argue inside, and I'm going to get into that evidence after the break, has no impact on stopping the spread of coronavirus. It's a completely insane, unnecessary measure. Then he makes the point about parents forcing children to wear their masks is a form of child abuse. What's the data behind that? Does it back up Tucker Carlson that there's absolutely no reason to mask up your kids? Well, the BBC reported back in August, coronavirus reassuring study of children's tiny risk. There have been no deaths whatsoever of healthy children with no comorbidities in the entire country from coronavirus. It says parents should be reassured COVID-19 has not caused the deaths of any otherwise healthy school children in the United Kingdom. And yet still to this day, we are seeing kids masked up. I saw kids the other day in the park, in the outside, masked up, lined up like slaves being trained for a gulag. And again, you look at the actual data, zero deaths of healthy children from coronavirus in the United Kingdom. A pattern that is very much mirrored across the rest of the world. While the CDC, the day after Tucker Carlson making these statements, apparently made him a national security threat, basically said the same thing. Wearing masks outside is pointless. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of this stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is, it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, your supplies right now. And I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only by under super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So as Tucker Carlson rightly pointed out, and he was called a national security threat for doing so, the mask, the face mask, the way it's enforced, is completely pointless from a medical standpoint, and it's a tool of population control. It's a symbol of genuflecting, groveling obedience, and it facilitates the harassment, the abuse, the doxing of people who realize all this and who refuse to wear one. Now, let me state this very clearly. The virus particle, the coronavirus, COVID-19 virus particle, is 1,000 times smaller than the gap in the fabric of the face mask. I'll say that again. The COVID-19 virus particle is 1,000 times smaller than the gap in the fabric of the mask. Oh my God, how dare he say it? A dangerous conspiracy theory. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute.
No, this is a peer-reviewed study from Stanford University. Oh! This is from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health, ncbi.nlm.gov. The title of this study is Face Masks in the COVID-19 Era, a Health Hypothesis. The author of this study is Veteran Affairs Palo Alto Healthcare System, Cardiology Division, Stanford University. Let me read the abstract. Again, this is not David Icke conspiracy theories. This is not dangerous medical misinformation. This is a peer-reviewed study. Many countries across the globe utilize medical and non-medical face masks as non-pharmaceutical intervention for reducing the transmission and infectivity of coronavirus disease 2019. Although scientific evidence supporting face mask efficacy is lacking, adverse physiological, psychological, and health effects are established. And I'm going to get into those in a short time. It has been hypothesized that face masks have compromised safety and efficacy profile and should be avoided from use. And then if you go down and read the efficacy of face masks section of this peer-reviewed study, there you see children burning face masks. What a terrible sight that was. It wasn't based and red-pilled at all. It says efficacy of face masks. Again, Stanford University peer-reviewed study. The physical properties of medical and non-medical face masks suggest that face masks are ineffective to block viral particles due to their difference in scales. According to the current knowledge, the virus SARS-CoV-19 has a diameter of 60 nm to 140 nm. NM stands for nanometers. That's a billionth of a meter. Very small particle. While medical and non-medical face masks thread diameter ranges from 55 um to 440 um, that's micrometers, 1 millionth of a meter. Not 1 billionth, 1 millionth of a meter. Which is more than 1,000 times larger. Due to the difference in sizes between SARS-CoV diameter, the virus particle, and face mask thread diameter, the virus is 1,000 times smaller. Let me repeat that for you again. The virus is 1,000 times smaller. COVID-19 can easily pass through any face mask. Not my words, the words of a peer-reviewed study from Stanford University. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Here's another one. And this was a headline out of Natural News. Oh, my God, Natural News conspiracy theory website. No, they're talking about a University of Copenhagen study. Headline, face masks offer no protection from the coronavirus to the people who wear them. Again, that's not Mike Adams. That's the University of Copenhagen. A major study in Denmark found that face masks do not protect the people who wear them from contracting the Wuhan coronavirus. However, the researchers do not have enough data to conclude whether face masks can prevent infected people from spreading the disease. The study was conducted by scientists. Again, it wasn't conducted by David Icke. It was conducted by scientists. Nothing against David Icke, but I'm just making the point. From the University of Copenhagen, this study is considered the best of its kind so far. There's only two other significant studies, one in Guinea-Bissau and the other in India, have tried to determine whether there is any statistical evidence that face masks offer protection from the coronavirus. All three studies showed that masks do not prevent a person from catching the disease. So you can go and read the University of Copenhagen, you can go and read the Stanford University study. We also had this headline. COVID swabs and masks appear to contain hooks and strange fibers that can be inhaled directly into the lungs. Of course, we had this headline out of Summit News. In addition to that, scientists says plastic pollution is shrinking penises will make most men infertile by 2045. Now, what's covering the coral reefs in the Philippines? What's adding to the giant plastic ocean hellscape that continues to circulate the globe? Oh, look, it's face masks. I put out a tweet earlier today. Literally every 100 meters in the park outside from where I live, there's a face mask dropped on the floor. If you really care so much about public health and public hygiene, that you need to wear these face masks outside when there's literally zero evidence that they have any effect. And you're just doing it to virtue signal, and so you could point at other people and harass them for not doing the same. If you really care about public health and hygiene, why are you dropping the frigging masks on the floor? Disgusting, gross, dirty behavior. Nobody wants to go near those masks, not because of coronavirus in my case, because they're just filthy. Why are you dropping them on the floor if you care so much about public health? They're everywhere. Headline. 1.5 billion face masks added to plastic ocean hellscape. Approximately 1.5 billion face masks are expected to be dumped into the sea in just 1 year, according to an environmental group monitoring the level of pollution in the world's oceans. Nobody cares, because frigging Greta Thunberg hasn't said anything about it. Oh, but we have to be so worried about a life-giving gas, carbon dioxide, killing the planet, when literally tons and tons of these face masks are now circulating the world's oceans, giving off chemical pollution, giving off toxins that cause the shrinking of penises and infertility in men. National File reported, study chemical that causes penises to shrink found in face masks. Dr. Shauna Swan, a professor of environmental medicine and public health at Mount Sinai Health System, another dangerous conspiracy theorist evidently, has warned in a new book that phthalates, a chemical commonly used in the manufacturing of plastics, can shrink penises and decrease male fertility. Where do you find those plastics? In face masks. Now, they're all over the coral reef. They're part of the giant trash ocean pile which is circulating the globe. Leftists don't give a damn, because Greta Thunberg hasn't got up in front of billionaires at the Davos conference and cried about it. No one cares. After the break, we're going to get into the social credit score system in China, how it's worse in the West. We're also going to get into comments from Joe Rogan about vaccines. And just to finish up on this point again, Tucker Carlson being viciously attacked for saying that parents who force their kids to wear pointless face masks as a form of virtue signaling and population control should be confronted. Again, I go back to the actual statistics which back him up. Not a single child in the UK has died from coronavirus, and that pattern is very much replicated across the rest of the world. And yet still, not only do I see these masks strewn all over the floor in the park, in the streets, they're being worn by children in schools, despite the fact there's no actual law which was passed by the government which mandates schools to enforce a mask policy inside classrooms. But many of these schools decided to enforce the policy on their own anyway. And I don't have time to get into it here, but we have major studies coming out today and yesterday showing that not only have kids, their language skills decreased rapidly because of being kept away from school, these masks are preventing them from forming interpersonal relationships, and they're causing even more young depression. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Well, the mob weren't satisfied in their bloodlust when it came to Rose McGowan calling Democrats a cult, when it came to Tucker Carlson calling mask zealots a cult. No, they wanted one more victim, and the next victim, apparently, of the cancel culture mob is once again Joe Rogan. Now, I'm going to get into some comments about how his show has changed after he moved to Spotify. But he's in hot water once again, simply for telling the truth. Same thing every time I see somebody, a Rogan, a Carlson, a McGowan, any of these kind of people trending on Twitter, you just know before you click it. Oh, my God, what horrible thing have they said now? Oh, they've told the truth. They've told the truth, and they're being targeted once again. And I'm going to get into why, again, this proves that our own social credit system is worse in the West than it is in China. But let's go to these comments on vaccinating kids and young healthy people from Joe Rogan on his show yesterday. Let's hit it.
And people say, do you think it's safe to get vaccinated? I've said, yeah, I think for the most part it's safe to get vaccinated. I do. But if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I go, no.
Yeah.
Are you healthy? Are you a healthy person? Like, look, don't do anything stupid, but you should take care of yourself. You should, if you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, like, I don't think you need to worry about this.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
But there's a lot of jobs that will tell you you need to have this.
Well, that's what's starting to happen now.
People are worried about them doing it for their children. And we talked about this earlier, yeah. that you might have to have your children vaccinated. And, you know, I can tell you as someone who's both my children got the virus, it was nothing. I mean, I hate to say that. If someone's children died from this, I'm very sorry that happened. I'm not in any way diminishing that, but I'm saying the personal experience that my children had with COVID was nothing. One of the kids had a headache. The other one didn't feel good for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not feel good, like no big deal. No coughing,
right.
no achy, no like in agony. There was none of that. It was very mild. It was akin to them getting a cold.
Yeah, and you can have this thing where it's like you were saying, this virtue signaling and this kind of like theatrical display of I get the vaccine, what a good person I am, I care about everyone. But you're like, look, my daughter's a lot younger than your kids, but I'm like, yeah, I'm not injecting my daughter with something to f***ing virtue signal.
Right.
Like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
If there's something that she's of no risk, statistically has no risk from,
right.
I'm sorry, I'm not taking any experiment on her in that. And that's my attitude
toward
it.
But it's amazing that that's controversial.
Yeah.
That even saying that, I'm not going to inject my child with the vaccine, is controversial.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Because, again, we are not talking about even the flu that we just found out killed 22,000 people last year. We're not talking about that.
Right.
We're talking about something that is not statistically dangerous for children. But yet people still want you to get your child vaccinated, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, you should be vaccinated if you are vulnerable.
Now, first of all, in response to that, I haven't seen a story where a celebrity or even people that I know personally having the vaccine and not having some kind of side effect, not having awful flu-like symptoms for days, even for over a week on end. In some cases, people have died, obviously. Now, if you want to take that risk to get that vaccine to protect yourself against a virus, which for most people you literally have a 99.8% chance of surviving, according to the CDC's own numbers, if you want to do that, go ahead. You'll notice that Rogan there said his two kids got the COVID virus and it was basically nothing. And I go back to the original point. The BBC reported in the UK, zero kids who were healthy, who got COVID, died from COVID. Zero. You know who did die from COVID? Children with comorbidities, including obesity. And yet, what now do we see? I'm going to go back to Rogan in a second, but I just wanted to intersect with this. Headline out of Information Liberation, CNN says, here's a list of free stuff you can get if you've been vaxxed. So now they're literally offering to young people Budweiser beer, free Budweiser beer, free Junior's cheesecake, whatever that is, free Krispy Kreme donuts every day. It says you can get one free glazed donut every day if you take a vaccination card to any Krispy Kreme location in the US, the company said in a press release. So they're offering Nathan's hot dogs, Junior's cheesecake, and Krispy Kreme to kids when you have an obesity epidemic in America, which has killed children because they got the coronavirus, they had a comorbidity, and they died. And yet their reward for getting the vaccine is to make them fatter. Absolutely incredible. Then on the wider point of Rogan's spiel there, which he's getting cancelled for again today, I mean, you have to hand it to him to some extent. It doesn't appear like he's self-censoring in the fear that the episodes will be removed from Spotify. And yet we do know that over a dozen, it was probably two dozen or more episodes, when Rogan switched over from his usual format on YouTube to Spotify, were removed and they were never reinstated. This one could also get removed. You know why? Because on numerous occasions, Spotify employees, woke maniacal idiots, have literally staged mutinies in their offices because of something that Joe Rogan said. So at some point, you know that top executive level management is going to break, and they're not only going to start removing more Joe Rogan podcast episodes, they're going to start trying to control what he can say. And whether he bows to that remains to be seen, but judging from this clip, props to him, he hasn't bowed so far. despite the intense reaction of the hysterical hate mob, which has facilitated itself via Twitter to destroy people's lives, to have them deplatformed, to have their bank accounts removed because of their opinions. And I'm going to get onto that in a moment. Funny comment on the thread, though, of this Rogan video. Somebody said, in reference to the Spotify mutinies, the employees have had three mutinies this morning, then lunch, followed by two more afternoon mutinies, followed by a break, and then 5 p.m. time to go home before tomorrow's mutinies. So expect to see that over the next 24 hours. But you got to hand it to him, he's still speaking the truth, right? Meanwhile, headline, Chi-Coms hit citizens with 10-point social credit score penalty for not wearing a mask in public. And again, conservatives all day long, establishment conservatives on social media, will call out, will slam China for introducing this onerous, chilling social credit score without ever acknowledging that we have it worse in the West, which you saw today with Nick Fuentes literally being put on a no-fly list for his political opinions, despite the fact that he's committed no crime, despite the fact that he didn't occupy the Capitol building back on January 6th. He's purely being punished for his thoughts. He engaged in thought crime, and he's being punished for it. We have the social credit score system already in the West. And then you see, again, establishment conservatives on Twitter who can always be relied upon to flake out and flounce when the going gets tough, responding to this story by saying, oh, but it was the airlines who barred Fuentes from flying because he previously had an incident where some screeching Karen flight attendant shouted at him to put his mask over his nose. He refused and he got off the plane. So it was the airlines enforcing this no-fly ban on Nick Fuentes. Well, for a start, that's wrong according to what he said. It was the TSA directly who enforced the ban, not the airlines. And then the other point is, oh, it's okay. It's okay if a private company does it. No, it's not. That's the same social credit score system. And there's a lengthy London Times article on this subject, which I encourage you all to read. I've done a boil-down summary of it. It says the communist Chinese government is punishing citizens in some areas of the country who commit COVID-related transgressions, such as not wearing a mask in public, by deducting 10 points from their social credit score, and in some cases, putting them on no-fly blacklists, which is exactly what happened to Fuentes, whether you think it's because of his being in the Capitol for a Trump rally on January 6th, God forbid, or because he had an encounter with a Karen flight attendant for not wearing his mask properly. It's the same system here in the West. And I make the point in the article that we have it worse, and that the communist Chinese dictators could only dream of having it as good as the woke mob has it in the West. Because as we know, these hate groups have weaponized Twitter. We saw it with Rose McGowan. We saw it with Tucker Carlson. We see it with private citizens on a daily basis. They've weaponized Twitter to facilitate the organized harassment, doxing, deplatforming, and all-round life ruining of conservatives and anyone who questions the mob's narrative on a daily basis. So we're supposed to be outraged about China centralizing this program under COVID to punish people, to ban them from flying, taking public transport because they didn't wear a mask, because they criticized lockdown policy, and yet we have it far worse, far more intense, and far more weaponized here in the West. Summit.news.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.